Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Yesterday I used the metaphor of one of those walkways you encounter at some airports, usually a pretty big airport, I think, where you get on it and it just moves you along, a moving walkway. And I compared that to the pull coming from the eternal to all beings. We're constantly being drawn towards the eternal, and that we can view our training as surrendering to that pull and ceasing from those activities in which we, as it were, turn and try to walk the other way. And I pointed out that every time you pause, if you are walking the wrong way, if you're walking against the current, so to speak, every time you stop, you start moving back towards the eternal again. Just, in other words, just by ceasing from evil in any form whatsoever, we automatically move closer to the eternal. Of course, like any metaphor, this one only goes so far. And it would be willfully misunderstanding it to think that our own effort in moving in the right direction is not needed. Because of course it is. But really the spirit of the metaphor is to point out that the, as I've said so many times, the heavy lifting is done by the eternal, and that the pull from the eternal is constant. And another way of expressing that is just simply to say that great compassion always seeks to reclaim that which is of itself, no matter how confused that which is of itself may become. How contrary, how stubborn, how willful, whatever it is. Perfect love knows only how to love, doesn't know how to judge, condemn. Once again, it would be to willfully misunderstand that teaching, to ignore the fact that there is that perfect love, and this is a very big and, there is the law of karma. All beings reap the consequence of their actions. And that can be sometimes very painful and sometimes very prolonged. In the end, that has to be understood to be an expression of cosmic compassion rather than some form of punishment. Each of the aspects of the spiritual life that River Master experienced as the five columns in her great enlightenment experience in 1976 and 1977, each of those columns, each of the aspects of the spiritual life presume this pull from the eternal. There are many people who think that Buddhism is a way of life rather than a religion, or some kind of peculiar atheistic religion, if there could be such a thing. And such people, whether they be Eastern Buddhists or Western Buddhists are making the mistake of thinking that because Buddhism is not pantheistic in the way that, say, Hinduism is, and because Buddhism is not theistic in the way that Christianity is, that therefore Buddhism is atheistic. Buddhism is just not istic. None of the above. It's what it is. It's not what something else is. The eternal, what we call the eternal, the Buddha nature, the Dharmakaya, the cosmic Buddha, cosmic compassion, love and wisdom, is not a personal anthropomorphized deity. That doesn't mean it's nothing. It simply is. And we come to know it through our own faith, which is the intuitive recognition of it, without necessarily any intellectual component at all. And through our actual experience, when we act on that faith. It can be hard for people to understand sometimes that that which called the Buddha back to itself was also calling on a Stalin or a Hitler, and equally so, and that it simply did not matter to it what any of them, the Buddha, Stalin or Hitler, did with their life. The person it matters to is the Buddha, Stalin and Hitler, and perhaps all the people affected by those people's lives. Probably not too many people have a lot of reason, and certainly no one has good reason to feel enormously grateful to Stalin or Hitler. But millions, hundreds of millions of people, billions down through the ages, have had plenty of reason to be grateful to the Buddha. And to the eternal, all are the same. And it's a challenge for everyone who is training to train themselves to be as much like that as we can be, looking beyond people's actions to the Buddha nature itself. Coping in as compassionate a way as we're able to do in the circumstances with people's actions, and really working and never forgetting that this too is of the eternal. This too is a Buddha. At the very heart of the cosmos, the very heart of the universe, is an incomprehensible, all-embracing, all-encompassing love. And an incomprehensible generosity of spirit. We cannot be that love, that generosity of spirit. However, whenever we get self out of the way, something of that infinite love and infinite generosity can shine through us a bit. And that is sufficient.